Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Mark 1, and a leper, verse 40, and a leper came to him, beseeching him, and falling on his knees before him, and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." In Scripture, it is never said that leprosy is healed. It's always said to be cleansed, leprosy being a picture of sin. We're never healed of sin. We are cleansed of sin. Interesting sidelight. He says, if you're willing, you can cleanse me. You can make me clean. Humanity, verse 41, he is moved with compassion. Back in 1958, I was doing a tour duty in the Marine Corps, and I was stationed on Okinawa. And those of you familiar with the island know that it's one of those places where there is a leprosarium. I will never forget our detachment being assigned to a day at the leprosarium. At that particular time, I was playing in the 3rd Division Band in the Marine Corps, and we were to do a performance on that part of the north part of the island of Okinawa. I had never seen a leper. I had read of such. I wasn't really prepared for what I saw. We went over a bridge or two and got into the interior of this compound, and I understand when it reads, he was moved with compassion. I saw stumps instead of hands. I saw clumps instead of fingers. I saw half faces. I saw one ear instead of two. I saw the dregs of humanity, even unable to applaud our performances. I saw in the faces of men, women, and even some teenagers, an anguish crying out. We could play music for them, but we could not cleanse them of their disease. But we were moved with compassion. I remember coming toward the end of our performance and hardly being able to complete it because of this emotion welling up within me as a whole family was sitting right down here on the ground, right by the section which I was playing, and they were just, they looked at us as though we had the benefit of the whole world, for we had a whole body. Maybe it was that kind of look that caused Jesus, when seeing it in the face of this man, to be moved with compassion. But he did something no man can do. He stretched out his hand, he touched him, and he said, "I am willing, be cleansed." Friends, there's a lot of strange things said these days about healing, but you mark it down, whenever there is healing, only God does it. Only God does it. No man does it. No woman does it. Jesus, with a touch and with a word, cleansed the leper.
We've all experienced times when our prayers for healing seem to go unanswered. But no matter what, God is in control. He heals according to His perfect timing and plan. And we need to remember that He has a purpose for the suffering in our lives. When we go through times of suffering, our faith is put to the test. We're drawn back to the basics of our faith, and we become more reliant on God. All of our struggles are no accident. God is in the midst of each one of them, working out His sovereign will, and He gives us His grace to endure. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LIFETRAC. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Jesus, His God-Man Lifestyle, was copyrighted in 1981, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.